It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're talking about kids and sports because we know just how many parents are busy driving their kids to practices and going to their games right now.
That's right. And sports are great, but we and lots of other moms worry about injuries. We can't help it. They're our babies, no matter how big they get. Injuries do tend to come with the territory where sports are concerned, and it's understandable, but sometimes sports injuries can be pretty serious or cause long-lasting problems.
Yes, it can be really scary. Nobody wants to see their kid have to go to the ER or go through a surgery. And there are things we can do as parents to decrease the risk of our kids getting hurt. There's a website called StopSportsInjuries.com that gives tips for preventing injuries in each specific sport.
One of the best tips I read on that website had to do with overuse injuries. It said that a lot of sports medicine experts are recommending that kids take at least one season off from sports a year so that their bodies can rest and recover. So that means no year-round training. Not only is it hard on their bodies, it can cause sports burnout too.
And since it's football season, we have to mention concussions because they've been such a hot topic in the news lately. Parents need to remember that a kid does not have to black out or lose consciousness to have a concussion. Know what the symptoms are. It might be simple things like a headache, losing their balance, feeling sleepy, having trouble concentrating, or feeling numb or tingly.
We'll be back with more discussion about kids and sports tomorrow morning. In the meantime, find the link we mentioned today on our homepage at nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.